Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Yes. So, and another thing, the very same scripture that she just read now, she spoke about Ephesians 5, when you go back to verse 21, it says, place yourself, all right? It is submitting yourself to each other's authority out of respect.
Yes.
For Christ.
Hmm.
Which we are not just it, you understand? It is not for only mama. But it is speaking about both of us.
Yeah.
Submitting ourselves to each other. Sizithobelane thina singabantu. Singubaba no mama. Sizithobelane komunye nomunye. Shuthi amandla nasemandleni ethu la uNkulunkulu asiphe wona. Sihloniphane. We need to respect each other. Sihloniphe that thing. Kube ungathi kusenkosini.
Wow.
And we're not saying it's easy. It's one of, I think, especially bomme. To the hell I don't know how to put it. But, yeah.
Mm.
It's difficult to submit. It's not easy.
Mm.
But with the help of the Holy Spirit, with the help of God, we can do it.
It is possible.
Paul says, I can do all things through Christ. And when we talk about submission, like I think Apostle mentioned it earlier on, Hori, this respect and submission, you don't only do it because this person own a little, they own. You know, Bible, hire submit to your own husband. Hire your husband who is working. Your husband who is any more than you.
Yeah.
Your husband who has money. Your husband who is a pastor. So long as he's your husband, whether he's working, whether he's earning, maybe you are married, your husband is home. When you get back home, how regard nagya chaisa, you used to watch those things, so you don't submit to this man because whether he's having money or nothing, so long as he's your husband, you submit.
Utle bare monna ha bereka, maybe anale chalete, or maybe ke radi business tlabe a bitsiwa ka maina a mang, but ha sa tlhola a bereka tlabe motho wa modimo.
That's a contract marriage.
Ke motho wa modimo.
Ke contract marriage wa itse.
Ha isa le love, ha isa le yes,
be love. No.
Hey,
so we to them whether they have or they don't.
Yes.
And like Ibuya, it's not an easy thing. Na for just to give example kana. He married me ke setse ke le moruti ne. And I was so used to that life of authority, where I was running the church, and you know, everybody was submitting to me,
giving orders,
giving orders and stuff. So it took me some time to now, something that we didn't even discuss, and then I'll like, yo, Ghana, I'm now married, so I had to go back and say, baby, I'm sorry, you know, I learned it.
Yeah.
So you learn submission. It's not something that comes automatically, especially when maybe I learn hore kidi boss go tirong. We have to learn submission.
Yeah.
You ask the Holy Spirit, "Ma witsepo, ke tla itse go submitelwa. Now I'm a married woman, ntute go submit." Because now I'm under another authority.
Yeah.
So we need to come back from our high horses to go tirong, COO, at again CEO go tirong. Now when you get home, you become a wife. You forget about your position at work.
Yeah.
You forget about your position at church. You forget about your position in the government. You become a wife.
A wife.
You submit.
Wow. Ke koparenke break hanyane. Bazalwane incingo zisavuliwe, unombuzo, une comment, ungakhuluma nathi live ku 012334 1322 or ungathumela a voice note nge WhatsApp ku 0826572729 noma text kuyona leyo number noma unga SMS ku 37871 Telegram 0826572729 ngiyazi ukuthi ke bengishilo ukuthi sizohlukana ngo 4 iya kube khona nje izinto azibanga ngendlela ke bekumele sibe ngayo so ingakho usizwa sisaqhubeka ngohlelo so sisonke kuze kuyoshaya u 5 o'clock ingakho bengisho ngithi sinesikhathi sokuthi ke singa unpacker yeah singayi unpacker ay futhi mina ngijabulile Asikaze sibe nasi isikhathi singaka.
Yeah.
Yeah, always sise Russian sibheke isikhathi. So today bazalwane ithuba lakho leli ukuthi mhlawumbe ubuze nalawo ma question anzima. Buza ukhona apostle, ukhona u prophetess. Yeah, asithathe ikhefu siyabuya.
Pula I radio pulpit ukhanyiseleke kweliliswe elimnyama. Zivulele ngokwakho i-app yethu okanye umamele ku radiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku DSTV audio channel 882. Ukanti sikhona na ku OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
012-334-1322 isikhathi sithi manje 20 after 4 o'clock kune voice note la hey yinde bazalwane asizwe ukuthi uthini la umama
good afternoon radio pulpit nabantu nabo e studio
good afternoon mama
you talk a lot Not even a prayer, not even a word of God. You know, I've been listening. You know, I mean, I'm a good listener. I'm a good viewer. I'm a good audience. Media. Where's my media?
I get
a listener, a viewer, an audience. I'm one of those people. Who listens, who views. So let me just give you something, guys. Pulpit. Pulpit is for the word of God. You know, you talk a lot, man. You talk a lot.
Okay. Mama, sizomnqamula. Mama, sizomnqamula because it's not the first time. Ngimuzwa yebo if ikhona into ongayithandi I think that's the right way yokuyikhuluma but uma sekathi we talk a lot I seku yeah sokungenye ke leyo and ngizo akhuluma ngokuthi asikhulumi izwi we've mentioned scriptures we've mentioned Proverbs 19 Verse 14, we've mentioned Ephesians. Maningi ama scriptures esiwa esi okuwukuthi sibheke wona nalendaba esikhulumayo and even nalendaba esikhulumayo iphuma ezwini akusiyona indaba yethu into esicabangela yona thina izwi likaNkulunkulu liyakhuluma ngomshado
and different we all have different opinions so
but as I'm saying there's a right way yokuthi indaba uyibeke lapha yana so you can't say ebantwini you talk too much No, Mama, I'm sorry, but that's not the right way. Yokuthi ke mhlambe okay, angiyeke lapho. Okay, kunenye I WhatsApp lana. Greetings, Baruti. May you please unpack with example yok submit. Okay, before siya lapho, ithi ngithatha ucingo. Sawubona Dumela.
Sawubona sister Basho.
Sawubona babufilakazi. Yey, dala ngakugcina.
Ngihlala ngilalele njalo sister Basho.
Yebo baba.
Ya, ngibulise lapho kule couple efundisayo ngama mistakes lapho emishadweni.
Yebo sawubona.
Ngoba ungabona ama curtains avalile lapha nemoto zizinto ukuthi abantu baphila kamnandi kanti kukhulu abahlangana nanako sister Basho.
Ya.
Yes. Yeah,
ngithi umama umaphakhula mina ngiyamanga ukuthi yini kangaka le ungena kuma slot amanene akurayina lapha aphoqe nje aphoqe mina ngazi I think you nina njengabasebenzi radio futhi khulumani nibike lento kumama uyasimoshela
Hey baba uyazi that is why ngithi angifuna ukukhuluma ngayo kakhulu that's why ngivele ngivale
No uyasimoshela ngingamnike time ngoba uwethe isikhathi ngento ezingekho nje Wethisikhathi could there the power imthumelayo you understand
Yeah
Kodwa kuyini drivers ukuthi ngihlangane wena nosibongile no lento ni discuss lento lo mama
Oh akusilana kuphela
Hay noku rail asikungenile waphoqo waphoqo ukuba ungena uRay akhuluma no professor Buyisondizi
Yeah
wathi u professor bani wena ufunde kuyiphi lento
Hayibo
noma ngesikhathi namngena umuntu ipastor athi uphasta kuphi naziphi incwadi wena wathi mina hayi man I feel ukuthi manje this is too much
hey I'm thinking ukuthi because angithi sikhona ukubona ukuthi but sometimes siyakhohle ukuthi okay konje umama yabona and then we just play the message but kodwa ke baba iya sizobona ukuthi sixazulula kanjani siyabonga
mina siyamazi umaphakula siyamazi Ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu angibusise to God be the glory.
Amen baba siyabonga. Yeah, okay inkinga ke lena bazalwane. Okay, ithi sifunde la before sizo unpack leyana ye yoku submit. And ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi kunabanye abathi ngizo submit kanjani kulo baba lo ngoba akangiphethe kahle. O ngizo submit kanjani kulo baba lo. Angabonisa uthando kumina so mhlambe that is why umama la athando acela ukuthi ke si unpack with example yoku submit okay good day Baruti I have 3 days listening to this station this is my very first Sunday I was listening to you making example of me I'm one of them I speak so loud And that's how I am. I don't know how can I change that. I wish but I can't. Uyazi sisi ngike understand kahle. And most of the time abantu abakhuluma kanjani abantu ukuthi babhabli, you know?
Yeah.
And ingalendlela but abanye they don't appreciate that. Ubona ngathi ay man lo muntu u too loud and then you know so leso zinto okay sizeso ke ukuthi abafundisi la mabakusiza bakusiza kanjani okay ngicela silalele futhi naye enye I voice note
kedi medisa ka video pupiti bamamedi bose kaligiso la mrena jeso kime mankauta ka phase 2 tepiso shabgi au kile mamedi libua kalinyalo Ai kile mametsi bana besu kile mametsi mudimu kwe
Amen Reale bo hahle me Okay mhlambe asiqale ngoku unpacka le umama asicile asicelile ukusubmita Hey indaba yokusubmita bazalwane Yeah. Uthi ucela ukuthi si unpack mhlambe sinikeze nje example ezimbili or eyodwa yokusubmit.
Okay. I'll just say something here. Still repeating ukuthi a submission it's for both. It is for two people. As it says, njengoba uKristu elakha ibandla. Walakha leli bandla noma wafika wasifela kungena ma conditions. And without conditions, it was just us to believe ukuthi he is the uyinkosi nomsindisi kithi. Manje sibuyeleke la endabeni yoku unpacka. The way we need to submit, it should be like sisenkosini nalokho uKristu wasenzela khona. So uJesu azange athi ngizofela abathize nabathize. So emshadweni, being a man, it doesn't mean ukuthi emshadweni umama uma ngabe engasakwazi mhlampini ukuthi ningaya ecansini into ekumele ukuthi iqede uthando noma ngabe mhlampini isubmission ayisetshenziswa, it's not used in a way yokuthi wena ukuze ukuthi usubmit kimi, I'm not gonna do this for you. Shuthi you love noma ngabe kukhoneka noma kungakhoneki, because in some marriages there are tests that comes. You can get married emtwini, this person, when you after immediately after you marry this person, and then God, because of being jealous of some, whether ingaba yilo mama noma ngabe ingaba yilo baba, so because lo muntu lo khona lapho ebekade ehamba khona zikhona izinto, there are things that this person is still carrying. So God wants to deal first with this person, but he allowed you to get married first, and he was gonna put that a wall in between, that the two of you shouldn't meet like quickly, because of once you can meet quickly, you are going to inherit what God still wants to cleanse or to take away from this other partner. So even in that situation, you continue to love and to submit. You show love by submitting to whatever. You just tell yourself that this will pass. It is a season that is passing.
Prophetess,
yes,
unayo mhlampe enye example ongayisebenzisa to unpack indaba yokusubmit?
Okay, I think like we mentioned earlier, hore submission means like totally yielding your will to the will of your partner.
Yeah,
kore how ro wa submit ra hore is no longer about what I want, but what he wants.
Yeah.
For example, hela a normal, it's an everyday example. Kire kontong gongwe ga ke rate dumplings, for example. Ene wa dirat. Maybe bile o batla gore dijwe 3 times a week. Nah, I don't like that. But for his sake, I have to cook the dumplings 3 times a week. For his sake, because I'm submitting. Kore, it's no longer about me. I don't know if I'm making sense. But when you are saying you are submitting, how do you say when I also batlang? But like ribuile hape khantil, ha ke dire se ke se batlang, ke dira se ntate a se batlang, mme se le mothatong ya Modimo. Kore, ha ke letlele gore a nketse mothatong ya Modimo, whatever he tells me to do. Because Bible said we should submit to them in everything. Everything means everything. But this everything must be according to God's will.
Amen.
So ha ntare, okay, fine baby, tomorrow re ya go KwaZulu Natal. I go.
Okay.
La ha ke sa rate KwaZulu Natal. Kana ntare, okay, next weekend then ke akanya gore maybe re etele batsadi bame. La ha lore, I don't feel like going there. I go. So long as this thing is not against the will of God.
Yeah.
Halili khatlhano le lefoko la modimo, that is when I can say, but baby, lefoko la modimo la re, this is not right.
Yeah.
Le gone ke bua hape in a humbling, I think in a humble manner.
Mm.
So submission, hell, I hope my sister, I'm making sense to you as you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
You submit, it's no longer about, kore ke khangile ha morena Jesu Christ, are morena. If khanne go laola nang ka be ke re senwelo se semphete, but not my will, but your will be done.
Yeah.
So it's something like that. Or you know what, I don't want to do this, but because my husband says I should do it, I'm going to do it, so long as it doesn't clash with the word of God.
So ke taba gape ya go compromise, ne?
Yeah. It's compromise.
Marriage is all about compromising.
Mm. Yeah.
It's not what I want. It's not
fela.
Like,
yeah. So ulebella le your partner.
We meet halfway.
Okay.
But putting the other person first.
Mm-hmm.
The other person's needs first.
Always.
You submit in our rata kam.
Yeah, he's, wow. he's
and
coming.
Makes it easy.
Yeah.
He's coming with that easy. One. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Ashu meka mo neketsa example ya gore sometimes other people ha le motho o loud and then ga gotla go bonta teng ba tsiya ka renje, you know, ga ona yona that respect. That's because the dilo o di bua, you know, ka tselanyana engwe a different. And then apostle lo ye wa khuluma indaba ukuthi asiphumi emakhaya afanayo, ukre gore o tswa vela ko family e loud gore o ba utlo o tsamaya kwa gore ai bona semangmang le semangmang ba teng ka tsheko go gae.
Exactly.
Ebile o nagana gore go a omanyiwa mara ga o tsena o batho ba ba omanye ba itlotlela. So mmeka a le ena o na le that problem ya gore, you know, ke motho leng gore o bua so loud and ke nagana gore bontate ba bang ha ba e rate that thing. Because banyakor always over, you know?
Calm. But I think this is what, it's just a matter of knowing your person.
Yes.
Yeah. Because if ke loud, I itse gore ke loud.
Yeah.
He should be able to distinguish when I'm loud normally and when I'm shouting.
Mm.
And unfortunately, like my sister Bua, there's nothing you can change.
Mm.
It's just a personality that you can't. Gore ha lori ke soft spoken, there's no way I can help myself to be
loud. Yes.
So if somebody is loud, ke khanya la goreng o kopana le ena tlhaloganya gore, you know what,
yeah,
you know, I how would like I can relate. I have friends go Botswana abantu ba le babu gore I remember at times ha ba le go lapeng my mother a goroga ha tsana tla bare a ke yena se mamang na ne ke re la o mana kana because the way they speak is like they're shouting.
Yeah.
And you can't change that person.
Mm.
O tla normally ne ke tla ke nna ke ntse ke re hela bua la class 1 minute those down then
o go di mo ga
that's so unfortunately my sister, you cannot change it. Just the hela
tsatsa kre motho o ileng gore o tlo mo understand.
Eh, pre gore modimo a go ise ko mothong o tla go understand dang, because you really can't. And it's not even a flaw. To me, I don't see it as a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, let's talk about, I'm sorry to use this example. I hope I'm not offending the Nigerians. Ke batho ba ba, they are, ba batho ba bua lang go godimo. And how about lela, you think they are aggressive.
Yes.
You think motho wa ntwantsa. Kante is how they are.
Yeah.
So I think you get to learn to understand gore, okay, fine, this person ga lwe o ntse yalo.
I just imagine a person like that when you guys are in your room. You know, there are times whereby you will be okay dancing together before you go to bed, and then when you are in bed you begin to talk about certain things, reality, and soft spoken, you know, you yourself, you'll be so soft, and when the response comes out there, it is so loud. And certain things, you know, you cannot be loud at all times.
Yeah,
there is time for everything.
Yes.
That we need to know. The Bible says there is time for everything. There's time to speak loud, and there's time also, I want to believe there's also time to speak low.
Yeah. But I think it's gonna happen le batho ba ratang ho tshega. O itse gona le batho ba offended. Like maybe when o serious ne. Uza ngendaba e serious uya ikhuluma ekhulumeni ne serious face.
Yes.
And then bese mina ngiyahleka. We understand. Akusukuthi ngihleka lento oyikhulumayo but ke motho lo o ileng hore sometimes nje ke ya tshega. Na ko ngwe ke tsela ya go
ya gore
o be calm maybe o never say ka yona tabeli buang ka yona but
my little brother is a very serious person
yeah
and the wife I want to tell her like
and uba offended ne
no okay I think ba khonana they so I'm always wondering go to this couple omongwe like my little brother when you are in a meeting go he doesn't even allow for jokes o tle ba guys are in serious and the wife is a laughing person
yeah.
So I think sometimes mudimo go kopanya a itse gore so somehow they meet each other halfway
yes
because of the laughter and the seriousness
yes.
O tsa ga ngwana go calma o le down
yeah
o le ngwana gore a thuse gore ba ne serious then they meet each other halfway so yeah
okay. Yeah okay ke go pa renke music gore le lona le kgone go nwa metsi ka mo and then sizo qhubeka ngeminye imibuzo ya isikhathi sisavuma isikhathi sithi 1638 kuneminye futhi imibuzo la nama comment and line isavuliwe bazalwane 0123341322
we are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.
Ungwele siyakudumisa baba ophakeme unguJehova ukhosi yadikhosi si babaze igama lika Jehova kanye nomthandeni eshola ethi you are holy uyingwele. Go a comment or umbuzo la. Okay, uthi good afternoon bahle. First Peter 3:7 says we need to treat our wives with respect as with us of the gracious gift of life so that nothing will hinder our prayers. Umyalezo uphuma lapha ya kubaba u Patrick. Nginokuzwa abanye bathi you know ke man covering between male and dad
in that
the head
oh kena covering
the head of the family
yeah nginokuzwa bathi uyabona mongaphuma kule covering le izinto sometimes uthola ukuthi azihambi kahle ngoba uNkulunkulu nangu kuphe umuntu and then wena uyasuka ngaphansi kwecovering yakhe so ngikhunjuzwa ile comment le kababa ethi we need to treat our wives with respect
yeah.
as with very us true. Of the gracious gift of life so that nothing will hinder our prayers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ngoba vele that's how God emhlonipha nokumthanda owesifazane. Ngoba the Bible says bayisitsha esibuthakathaka. And yo njengesitsha esibuthakathaka, the way we treat them, this it shows that there are times that we will be just making noise. Kunekhati lezi xa iphithlela re bakali shot afela re bakali shot ra rapela ka mona o qeta ho shapa mme. So ka mantswa mandi thapelo tsa how ha di utlwahala hona le nako e modimo a gona hona le dintho, let me say hona le ntho e gona ho etsa thapelo ya monna e sike ya mamelwa ke hore a sa tshwara motho ye ntho e modimo a mofileng yona.
A good thing.
E modimo a mo fileng yona ntwe. Ha sa itshwara hantle, ha pelo e le botlhoko. I'm going to do an example ngami. You know, that's why we are here today, because these are things that we have experienced.
Yeah.
There were times whereby when we started to get married, as my wife just explained, that first time when we met in the first years, I was someone who obeyed thando kuthetha, you know. Being theater, I was short-tempered and I was quick to raise my voice. And there will be times whereby I have to travel back from Botswana to South Africa to take care of other duties, as I was a minister still by then, like now. So there was a time that day I end up calling her. Before I came, I crossed the border. I was stopped by the traffic.
What happened
that time? Hey, I got a first ticket, right?
No. What led to that?
What led to that? It's because of ngimzwise ubhlungu. Ngimzwise ubhlungu, ngiyahamba mina. All right, ngiyahamba ngitshena ukuthi yeah, all right. Funa she was supposed to hear this. Ngimtshenile. Uzawusala vele icabanga lento. Ukuzwa ubhlungu kwakhe. Before I crossed the border, I was stopped by the police. Bangishange tikiti. When I get to Zirast, mangifika khona, they say, "Ay baba, ithaya lakho leli ngapha. Your tie is not well." I got a ticket. Swartregens. I was stopped again. Bang nigaza, I tried to show this man this. What? This one he gave you for this one. And then, Mina, I'm going to give you for this. Immediately after I went away, I stopped there and phoned her. I said, "Baby,
I'm sorry.
I am very sorry. Please forgive me. God is punishing me. So may you please. I beg.
Mm.
I remembered this scripture.
Yeah.
That says your prayers. Because, you know, sometimes mangabe singabazala sithi siyazi ukuthandaza. Uthi uma ubabona nje uthi hayi ngibashange ilimi. I speak tongues. Rabakatha yabasakatha. They will never stop me.
Yeah.
Where they've never worked.
Yeah.
They have never worked. I got tickets that I had to pay them.
Yeah.
So ubabuthwala he's saying the truth. That's how it is. And yeah. No one can ever change that.
Yeah. Okay, now umunye umyalezo uphuma ku Mrs. Robertson from Thorngrove eBulawayo eZimbabwe. Uthi, "Greetings our pastors and sis Bahle. Marriage is for one God-fearing person, a matured person, hard worker. As long these are not there, you are not fit for marriage. And in marriage, we have positions, task, role. So if you don't know your positions, it is going to be a problem. They haven't taught us these in this way. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Each one of them play his part, his role, and know his task."
Yes.
Aba flesh sis. Okay. So let's submit to each other and respect the positions of each other so that we can play our role well.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Robertson.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Wow.
No, that's powerful.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
And uku add akulokho akubalile ne ukuthi emshadweni to forgive.
Forgiveness, it's very
yes,
important.
Yes, but mo umuntu kuwukuthi awukwazi ukuxolela ungalinge ungene emshadweni.
That's very true because you are no, Kore imbusasa back to what he just spoke about.
Yes.
Kore, like the scripture that Baba Twala was speaking about, Kore, if they are hating us, their prayers are not going to be answered.
Mm.
This scripture also taught me something. You know, I sat down to myself, I'm like, but as much as if he's hating me, his prayers are not going to be answered. If I don't forgive him, obviously, ne?
Mm.
But I'm also part of him.
Yeah.
So his prayers are also my prayers. So if I don't forgive him and his prayers are not answered, it boils back to me.
Mm.
It means if he's praying for our family's progress or prosperity and I don't forgive him and his prayers are not answered, we are not going to progress.
Yeah.
So the kind of forgiveness, it will talk. Because sometimes bom Mary re like this scripture or no ke to mo punisha because di thapelo tsa gagwe ga ditle go arabiwa e be ke sa mo fobi ke sa mo itshwarele ke lebala gore I'm also part of this
lwana wa affected eh
so yes. If his prayers are not answered, it means our prayers are not answered. So we must learn to forgive.
Yes.
No matter how painful
forgive.
For your sake. Total forgiveness is not even about the next person.
Yeah.
Forgiveness
about...
unforgiveness is like o tent mo prison wena. Uru o bakisa ka sona re go bakisa. Wa re o punish somebody. Kante wena ke yena o mo prison.
Yeah.
Ukile wa bona for example sis batla. You have had me ne. And then ha ke go itshwarele. And you know what, I will never forget this woman. When you move on with your life, then kirata Nando's, by the way. So one day ke go Nando's, I'm enjoying, I've ordered, I've placed my order, and then immediately I had the jodi tsena mo pele ga me. Ga ke re ke a ja sis batlek enters. O itletse tsa gagwe ga atlela nna. The moment I look at you, I lose appetite.
It is gone.
Because I have not forgiven you.
So go bogamang go wena. O lebile maybe o lebetse go le bala.
O lebetse le gore ha ongwa ha itse le go itse. So unforgiveness is very important because you are actually releasing this person.
Yeah.
The other scripture, there's another scripture, I think it's Matthew 6. E bua gore ke Matthew 6 a kire gona le the Lord's prayer. Go tlase ga yone go. Yes, go tlase I think verse 14. Ibuya gore forgive others so that you have, because if you don't forgive them, your heavenly Father will also not forgive you.
Yeah.
So come on, Zomangwe, if I don't forgive my husband or whoever has hurt me, gora gore le nna modimo ga tle go intshwarela.
Yeah. Ish.
So I'm blocking
myself. Yona e betamo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think I'm not forgiving this person because I'm punishing him. Actually, you are punishing yourself even the more, because the more you don't forgive others, the more God will not forgive. How do you expect God? How ngwe hela ari pe mo se mo sa modimo. We sin against God every day, but and sometimes the bizarre na le wena how le ba bona re I'm not worthy for this forgiveness.
Yeah.
But he goes ahead and forgives you.
Amen.
Yet you don't want to forgive the very person o tso ga mo phakela le ene mo bolao.
Eish. Okay, a re nke gape break ra re tla boa, and then re tswalle ka voice note ya ka Kanimambo.
Sitshele ukuthi ucabangani. Sicela ukuzwa uvo lwakho. Ungasithinta ku gospel@radiopulpit.co.za noma usithumele iWhatsApp ku 0826572729. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Radio that changes lives. Tune in to your daily companion on Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Tsunembe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tshelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Asizola uthini o Kalimambo? Hey, ubuphi Kanimambo?
Bona nkosazana sanibona nibefundisi nabalaleli bonke be Red Bull futhi umsakazi wethu indzaba lethu thokozisana.
Amen.
Manje ke ingathi lapha encwadini yamahobo ngezanga ngasayibheka kahle. Amahobo 143 Jehova beke izindebe zayo. Beke umlindo ezindebe kuzindebe zami. Ngifuna ngikhuluma nje ngayi MA. Ezindebeni zomlomo wami ngikhuluma nje ngayibhekanga manje ke umlindo usebenzela ukuthi ke kungaphuma izinto la phakathi la ekhaya umlindo usebenza futhi ukungangena ezinye izinto la manje ke sinenkinga ukuthi ke uma abantu baphenduka bamukela uJesu Kristu bangathandazi simithanda uJesu wabathandazi abafundi bakhe obafundisa ukuthandaza ehe manje nami kwangisiza kakhulu lokhu uma uJosephina ngale Grandville wasifundisa lokhu ngaleli vesi lesi. Lokuthi manje imilomo yethu ibe nomlindo, izindebe zomlomo lesi. Ungakhulumi noma yini. Kanti uma bukezaza?
Ya, ungakhulumi nanoma yini. Yebo, yebo, kuyiqiniso. Asivaleni bafundisi bami, kodwa before siyivala, konje nitholakala kuphi?
Okay, I think 1 minute is but there's something that you spoke about sakavaring.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very important because Bible yare, he who finds a wife obtains favor, finds a good thing and obtains favor from
God.
God.
Yeah.
So there's that favor that comes within marriage. It's only found inside
linyalo.
That favor is only found. So that is why most of the time but whoever's one from this covering ya linyalo.
Mm-hmm.
They become something else.
Yeah.
But like Masilo abone ahlakahlakana.
Yeah.
Because now that favor that they have found within umshado is no longer there.
Ish.
That's covering your thing.
And go ba le too much suffering.
But
about divorce, go ba le too much suffering.
Because that favor is only found. Ugile abone ha le mo relationshiping. The things that you try to do together, dipala. Once you get married, diabuler. Because of that favor.
Yeah.
But now you come out of the covenant of marriage, that favor goes.
Ish. Sure, ke khutla moruti. Yeah, okay, sinthola kanjani?
Okay, rebona mo WhatsApp. +267 77 084
769.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then +267
+267 71 70 50 59 59 81 81.
Our direct lines in South Africa, it's 063 063 122 122 46 46 78 78, and then 078 078 017 017 37 37 07 07. Facebook page is Makaribe. Makaribe Pitswe Mbulawa. I can say email.
Yeah.
Makaribe Pitswe Mbulawa or Thabiso Mbulawa. And then just a quick one. We have written a book. Remember we've been talking about it. Restoring the dignity and value of marriage. So everything that we've been talking about, it's an extract from the book. So if you want to get more or learn more about whatever that we've been talking about,
get
in
the book.
Details, please talk to us and get the book.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Are opening happen next week. I believe ukuthi next week sizobuka ama roles ngoba singena kakhulu kuyona ne. Roles of husband and roles me in a marriage.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Amen.
As bona ni next week. Pastor Ilikhodi uyeza uzoqhubeka nawe kuze kuyoshaya u 7. Bless you.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.